It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Friday, November 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dallas Cowboys would hold off the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday 31-28 for a Thanksgiving victory. Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott had two touchdowns, while Malik Davis had a 43-yard touchdown run. Cowboys overcame two fourth-quarter touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes finished with four touchdown passes on the day. CeeDee Lamb scored the first Dallas touchdown. He finished with seven catches for 112 yards. Cowboys now improved to 6-5-1 on the season. They've won three straight games, knocking off both of last year's Super Bowl teams, the Eagles and the Chiefs, in the past 5 days. Meanwhile, Kansas City has work to do as they fall to 6-6, back to 500, still on the outside of the AFC playoff picture with just 5 games to go in the regular season. Jordan Love converted a pair of fourth downs with touchdown passes in the first half. The Packer quarterback tied his career high with four touchdown throws yesterday as the Packers would win in Detroit, defeating the Lions 31-24. Packers won both games this season versus Detroit, earning a potential tiebreaker in the NFC North. Lions have lost three of their past 5 games as they fall to 7-5, currently outside of the NFC playoffs. Meanwhile, Green Bay improves to 8-3-1 on the season, and they can move into first place in the division if the Bears lose today to the Eagles. The Bears play the Eagles in Philadelphia. That will be at 2 o'clock Central Time today on Amazon Prime Video. Joe Burrow would throw 2 second-half touchdown passes in his return for Cincinnati as the Bengals snapped Baltimore's 5-game winning streak with a 32-14 victory. Baltimore, very sloppy game for the Ravens. They lost 3 fumbles in the first half and turned the ball over 5 times total. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase had 7 catches for 110 yards. Burrow, missing about 2 months with a toe injury, came back, threw for 261 yards and 2 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson struggled, going 17 of 32, 246 yards, no touchdowns, with an interception. The Pittsburgh Steelers now take over first place in the AFC North with a 6-5 record. They're a half game up on Baltimore and 2.5 games up on Cincinnati. Denver's Alex Singleton back on the football field less than 3 weeks after surgery for a cancerous testicular tumor. The Broncos' leading tackler is looking to play Sunday night versus Washington. Singleton learned of his condition after a random NFL drug test showed elevated hormone levels. He had surgery following a game a few weeks ago versus the Raiders and missed only 1 week. For more sports, check out our websites at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.